Can you give me some advice for battling besetting sins? A few key verses, possibly? Or just encourage them about the doubts that creep in due to remaining sin?
Yeah, I just wanted to start with this. The problem with besetting sin is a problem for all of us. It's not just your problem, whoever asked the question, you know, because you're in some terrible spot. But all of us, as brothers and sisters, we deal with issues, certain sin issues that are extremely hard. They lie close to our personality, maybe, and they're difficult for us. And we have to realize that we are in a fight. Brother talked about it this morning. Brother next to me just talked about it. We are in an all-out fight, and we have an enemy with all kinds of devices to oppose us. And it's a real fight. Don't be discouraged that it feels like a fight. And just like a war isn't won instantly, there's ups and downs, there's battles won and lost, and you're back and forth. But it's a commitment to keep on fighting the battle. And we fight that battle from a basic position of faith. That's to me absolutely crucial. You can make this all a matter of certain tactics of, you know, I'm going to try that. And we should use all the tactics we think would help us. But we need to approach it from a basic position of faith, a position of victory in the gospel. And so the scripture I go to is Romans 6. About sin shall not have dominion over you anymore. Because why? Because of Christ. What Christ has done. Because you've been brought into resurrection life. And it's those big truths of Christ and the gospel that really fortify us for the fight against remaining sin. That God's word promises, I can have victory over this. This is a fight. It's hard, but it won't be fruitless. There is victory. That is promised. So a position of faith, Romans 6, it's worth memorizing. It's worth memorizing the whole chapter. It's so helpful. Also, say 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man, as God is faithful, who with the temptation, it will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we're able to bear, but with the temptation, we'll provide a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. Just extremely encouraging words that don't let us off the hook. You can't ever say, well, this temptation is just too hard. This sin problem is just too bad. No, God's word says there will always be a way of escape. So we approach it with faith. Faith in Christ and the gospel, the promises of God to us. And then that one verse, 1 Corinthians, really helpful as well. Yeah.